in Christ Jesus, our living and victorious Savior. Amen. Death. Death never looks like victory. We certainly saw that most clearly two Fridays ago on Good Friday when Jesus died. A dead Jesus looks like a failure, like a loser, like a mistake. The same holds true when we see death these days, doesn't it? We read how someone has lost their battle with cancer or some other deadly disease. How many have succumbed to this toxic virus that is running rampant through our world? We speak of this scourge as a war against this virus while people continue to fall to it. Death just doesn't look like victory. We see news reports of a deadly crash or a fire or a murder, and they never look like victory. Even a quiet death that comes to one sleeping peacefully in bed doesn't look triumphant. We have all had personal experiences with death coming close to us. It always leaves our hearts grieving with sorrow. Whether the person was very close to us or not, we feel anything but victorious. The death of Jairus' daughter didn't look very victorious. Jairus went to Jesus to find him in hopes that Jesus would heal the sick little girl. But then Jairus' servant came and said, "Don't bother the teacher. It's too late. She's gone." There was no celebration of victory at that news. Or how about the widow walking in the funeral out of the city of Nain with her only son dead? No one left to take care of her. There was no victory in that march. Mary and Martha, they stood weeping outside their brother Lazarus' grave. They didn't see the victory in that death. In each of these cases, death, however, was turned into victory when Jesus, the life, came bringing life. The disciples did not see victory that Friday or that Saturday. They didn't even see it Sunday morning of last weekend. They were in shock and terror, doubt and fear. I mean, think about it. Not only did Jesus die right before their eyes, the one in whom they had placed their hope, but their own church had turned on them. They truly had nowhere to go. There was no victory there. There was. They just didn't see it yet. There was victory in Jesus' death. We know that because we have what they don't. We have the New Testament scriptures. We have the Holy Gospel, the good news that tells us the truth. Jesus' death completed the payment. It fulfilled the Torah law demands for the sins of the whole world. They just didn't know that yet. They hadn't seen that yet then. For them, the victory was still yet to come. The victory that we celebrated last Sunday, when on the third day, Jesus rose victoriously from the dead and walked out of that tomb in triumph. That victory over sin, death, and the devil, which was accomplished on Good Friday and put on display for all of creation to see on Easter Sunday. That was the glorious victory which seals salvation for baptized believing sinners. death comes. That is certainly more apparent and on the front of our minds now as we are living ourselves sheltered in our homes, wondering if or where we should go out, or will we pass that one anonymous wrong person. Death's apparent triumph over us seems unavoidable because it is. This side of heaven's gates, life is terminal. Death's going to get you. St. Paul wrote, "A man brought death, a man also brought life from death. As everyone dies because of Adam, so also everyone will be made alive because of Christ." He repeats the same thing in Romans when he says sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all men sinned. You think the coronavirus is contagious? Check out sin. No one lives. We all know death is coming. And the Holy Scriptures confirm that to us. That doesn't leave us with a very victorious future, does it? It's a future of doom and gloom, death and all that comes with it. It's all inclusive. Our condition is one that is not. It's not victorious. We are left with a forecast of utter, total, and complete defeat. That's what gives death its sting. Sin. Sin is what gives death its sting. Like a poisonous snake, sin strikes at us, injecting its venom, and walks away laughing, leaving us dying. This is an odd thing to consider, though. What gives sin its strength? The law of God. If there were no law, there could be no sin. You see, it is the righteous law of God that condemns each one of us to eternal death, to eternal judgment in hell because of our sins. But that's not the end of the message. We can proclaim, "Thanks be to God who gives the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. By a man came death. By a man has also come the resurrection of the dead." Death is swallowed up in victory because death could not hold Jesus in the grave. After dying the punishment for every one of your sins, Jesus rose victoriously, defeating death. With all the craziness in the world, who remembers 4 months ago? You might be wondering what I'm even talking about. You might remember it was Christmas time. A time when we prepared to celebrate and to sing out about the birth of our Savior. We sang, "O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave." We then anticipated victory comes. We knew that innocent babe of Bethlehem was our champion, our warrior, taking to the field of battle. We knew he was gonna give our enemy what for. That victory came. That victory came. Jesus walked out onto that battlefield. It was called Golgotha. The enemy drove spikes through him. But it didn't last. Jesus walked out of that grave to display death's defeat. The Bible says Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The first fruits. Just as an aside, that verse is often confusing to people. They say clearly the Bible is wrong. Jesus wasn't the first person to come back from the dead. He raised people from the dead. He did. This isn't talking about temporary life. This is talking about eternal life and eternal death. Jesus has been raised from eternal death, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. He is the first to rise to eternal life. But that suggests there's more to come. More will rise. More will rise. Adam will rise. Eve will rise. Abel will rise. And the list goes on and on and on. It will come to you. And as a believing, baptized, faithful Christian, you will rise to eternal life, not eternal death. First fruits suggest there is more to come. We are that future fruit. We too will rise from death. Jesus promised it. He said, "Because I live, you will live also." He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." That is the triumph we have. Death still looks like defeat, but only in this life, and only for a time. We believe as Scripture would teach us. We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall all be changed. Because Jesus has paid the price of setting us free from our sins and has conquered death, we have the undeniable and certain hope of being given our own victory and raised from our own death to live with Jesus forever. We're victorious, even in death. We are victorious because we have a living Savior who day by day, provides for us, guards us, protects us, keeps us, forgives us, and has fully defeated truly the worst of our enemies. Jesus lives, the victory won. Death no longer can appall me. Jesus lives, death reign is done. From the grave, Christ will recall me. Brighter scenes will then commence. This will be my confidence. We sang that for a reason. We're going to sing another one for a reason. For a reason. Crown him with many crowns. Crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave and rose victorious in the strife. For those he came to save, his glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. In the name of your risen, victorious, and living Savior, amen.